The special election to replace resigned Congressman Mark Green ended with a Republican victory for Afghan war veteran Matt Van Epps. He defeated Democratic State Representative Afton Bain by a 54-45% margin. Though Mr. Van Epps did not reach the 60% level that both President Trump and resigned Congressman Green attained in the 2024 general election, the final result was very close to the district's partisan lean. The Dave's Redistricting app statisticians calculate a partisan division for the seat that is very close to where the candidates landed. Mr. Van Epps carried 13 of the district's 14 counties, losing only Davidson, which is the Democrats' base and contains Ms. Bain's state house district in the city of Nashville. Though the 7th CD was viewed as safely Republican, Democrats, riding high with their big victories from the November 4th elections in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia, believed they had a legitimate chance to record an upset win. The high Republican turnout, however, dashed their victory hopes. After publicly stating that she was considering entering the 2026 Massachusetts Democratic U.S. Senate primary to challenge incumbent Ed Markey, U.S. Representative Ayanna Pressley announced instead that she will seek re-election next year in her 7th congressional district. Ms. Pressley will be a prohibitive favorite for re-election. Congressman Seth Moulton, however, is challenging Senator Markey in what promises to be a competitive Democratic primary to be decided September 1st. A federal three-judge panel in a unanimous vote rejected the legal challenge to the new North Carolina congressional map, meaning this plan will be in use for the 2026 election. The big change is making Democratic Representative Don Davis' Eastern North Carolina seat more Republican. Upon seeing the court's decision, Mr. Davis announced that he will seek re-election in the new 1st District, even though the new constituency would have voted 55-44% for President Trump. In 2024, Representative Davis scored only a 1-point-plus re-election victory margin. In the new 1st District, Representative Davis will be considered an underdog. After what will be only 3 terms in Congress, Texas Republican Representative Troy Nels surprisingly announced during the week that he will not seek re-election next year. With Representative Nels' 22nd district now coming open, a total of 10 Texas U.S. House districts will have no incumbent for the 2026 election, assuming the 2025 map remains in place. Nationally, the Nels retirement decision brings to 46 the number of open seats headed into the next election. From this group, 24 of the open seats are currently Republican-held, and 17 Democratic, with 5 new seats created from the 2025 redistricting maps in California and Texas. Of the 46 members not seeking re-election, only 14 are retiring outright. The others are running for different offices. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.